This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Cruising along Route 50 down the Eastern Shore, it's easy to see rows of chicken houses that stretch back from the road hundreds of feet. Altogether, these farms raise six times more chickens than there are people in Maryland. It's a big business, accounting for just under $1 billion and 40% of Maryland's total cash farm income. To deal with byproducts of the industry, scientists, environmentalists, and people who rely on Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries would like to see regulations that limit phosphorus found in chicken manure. High loads of phosphorus deplete oxygen in the bay, with bad effects on aquatic life, tourism, and water quality. But others, including many farmers, think there are other solutions and that the proposed regulations to control phosphorus would be too costly. One of Governor-elect Hogan's priorities is dismantling Governor O'Malley's multi-year efforts to regulate phosphorus. Here's the Governor-elect speaking in Wicomico County last month.
We were very much opposed to it. They shouldn't be trying to sneak something in under the wire in the midnight hour of their administration. That obviously has tremendous opposition and would have a devastating impact on the ag community and the entire Eastern Shore.
Joining us to discuss the proposed regulations is Washington Post reporter Jenna Johnson, who wrote recently about the debate around chicken manure regulations. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also with us in the studio is Bob Gallagher. He practiced law in Washington, D.C. for 35 years before founding West Road Riverkeeper a decade ago. He's the former riverkeeper. He also serves on the board of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters and Scenic Rivers Land Trust and is co-chair of the Maryland Clean Agriculture Coalition. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So, Bob, can you describe in simple terms how the Eastern Shore has ended up with an excess of phosphorus?
Well, if you think about the model of the family farm, growing some grain, feeding your animals, the animals produce manure, you fertilize the field, it's in a nice, sustainable circle. That's not the way farms work anymore, at least on large parts of the Eastern Shore of Maryland, where you've got tens of thousands of animals crammed into a relatively small space, and you're importing thousands of tons of feed from outside that watershed and running it through those chickens. And now you've got more manure than you could possibly use to fertilize your fields and your neighbors. And as a result, over the years, scientists have found, particularly in the southern Eastern Shore, there's enough phosphorus already in the land to last for decades if they never put another lick of manure on the fields.
And phosphorus tends to stay in the soil year after year?
It washes off with rain into the streams, and it also goes through groundwater and eventually emerges into the streams through groundwater.
So, Jenna, what is the proposed solution to deal with the excess that Bob just described to us?
Governor O'Malley has taken the steps to introduce this new tool that would help farmers measure how much phosphorus is already in the soil and how much more could possibly go on top of it. If the soil's already saturated, maybe no more could go on top of it. If there's, by some chance, no phosphorus in the soil, those types of farmers could keep putting this chicken manure fertilizer on their land. So for years, there have already been management tools in place.
Let me just interrupt. When we talk about a tool, it's essentially a calculation. It's not a physical tool. It's a computer tool.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. It's farms will have someone come in, measure the amount of phosphorus that's in their soil. Under these new regulations, there are other criteria that would go into that calculation. The governor's office says this makes it more targeted, making sure that not any more than necessary manure is going on the land.
That's Governor O'Malley's office.
Correct. But meanwhile, a lot of farmers say they just disagree with it. They don't trust it yet.
Right. And John McCone, our producer, talked to Lee Richardson, a poultry and grain farmer who's been vocal in criticizing the proposed phosphorus regs on the news and on Twitter.
I live in Willards, Maryland, which is Wicomico County, on the lower eastern shore of Delmarva of Maryland. And we raise about 180,000 chickens at one time, five flocks a year. So, and then we also have a grain farm.
Like many farmers, he thinks the management tool goes too far, and he thinks it could encourage businesses to leave.
There's not been any science shown to us to justify the numbers where they're using breaking points as far as when you can or cannot use manure. We're aware that there's a phosphorus problem, but we're also aware that 30 years ago we over-applied poultry manure, but that was because of the science that was there at the time and the knowledge that we had. We wouldn't have done it if we'd known back then how much was in manure and stuff like that. with the levels now that we're barely putting very much on when we do put it on, and we feel like that there's, you know, going too far with the PMT, especially without showing us any of the science and research to give us an explanation for their boundaries that they've set.
PMT is the phosphorus management tool. Bob, do you think farmers and poultry companies are doing enough to reduce pollution in the Bay?
For the most part, no. I mean, there have been big reductions in phosphorus over the years, largely done by the non-agriculture sector, with the ban on phosphorus detergents that cut phosphorus going into the Bay by 40%. Increasing wastewater treatment plants that we all pay for through the flush fee, improving them, that's cut dramatically. The last big place to attack this awful problem is phosphorus from agriculture. On the Eastern Shore, 80% of the phosphorus that goes into the Bay comes from agriculture.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with Bob Gallagher, former West Road Riverkeeper, and with Washington Post reporter Jenna Johnson. Jenna, the phosphorus, these proposed phosphorus regulations would pay for the cost of hauling the excess manure away, meaning that farmers would have to pay for fertilizer that contains less phosphorus, more nitrogen. This is what we heard from Lee Richardson about that.
We then would have to take our own manure and have it shipped away. And then to replace that manure, we would be looking at over $100 an acre to replace with commercial fertilizer to get the same nutrients. So it's definitely going to be an increase in cost to us in fertilizer, but also in the getting rid of the manure that we have now, because we're not sure what route it's going to go. Our hopes are that within a few years, 2-3 years, that there's going to be some things come out that our manure can go to, rather than using tax dollars to truck it 100 miles away, which is pretty wasteful, we feel like, because it just can't haul that much at one time and really don't see the justification in the tax dollars.
Help me understand a few things. First of all, would farmers applying other fertilizers still be a problem for the Bay? I mean, if the manure were hauled away and replaced by some other fertilizer, would that environmentally be an answer?
It would. That's the reason why there's this call for farmers to change what kind of fertilizer they use. There are commercial varieties that have less phosphorus in them and would be, you know, less of a threat to the Bay. But money is the big issue here, and it's still kind of a little unclear what this would cost and who it would be paid by. Governor O'Malley, who's only in office for a few more days, has said that he wants to set aside money that would help farmers pay for this new fertilizer and also possibly help the industry get rid of all this chicken manure that has to go somewhere. Larry Hogan will be coming in as the next governor. And I think there's a lot of people on the Eastern Shore who want to see, you know, a very firm commitment of money before they start making these changes over the next couple of years.
Bob Gallagher, would trucking the phosphorus to someplace else simply replace phosphorus pollution in the Bay with carbon pollution in the air?
There is that component to it. There are lots of places that actually need phosphorus, and it could be better used in other places. It is another cost, and there was a study done at the request of the General Assembly by the Frank Perdue Business School at Salisbury University that tried to compare the costs and benefits of this rule, and they found that the costs over the 6-year phase-in period to farmers would be roughly $22 million over the 6-year phase-in period, and the state would do a good bit to mitigate that. At the same time, the benefits to the state would be at least $100 million.
So from your perspective as an environmental advocate, who should bear the cost?
The riverkeeper philosophy has always been the polluter should pay. The agriculture industry, particularly poultry, gets subsidies from the government that no other industries get. And by subsidies, I include the ability to externalize their costs. They're not using manure as fertilizer, really, in these cases of saturated farmland. They're really dumping it as a way to get rid of a toxic byproduct of an industrial poultry operation.
When you say the polluter should pay, who is the polluter in your view? The big chicken companies that essentially franchise the local farmers, or the farmers themselves?
The big chicken companies. They control the game. They provide the baby chickens. They tell the farmers what to feed them, when to feed them, the temperature to maintain the buildings. They control everything about the process. The only thing the farmer owns is the manure.
But, Jenna, I gather one of the concerns of the farmers is that regulations and especially costs that would fall on the multi-state chicken companies could prompt those companies to leave the state.
Exactly. There's always this fear on the Eastern Shore that Purdue and some of the other big chicken companies would go somewhere else where there are fewer regulations. That hasn't happened yet. And Larry Hogan met with Purdue to make sure that that doesn't happen. But that's always the threat that's out there.
Jenna, where does this issue go from here?
Well, Larry Hogan's going to be taking office on January 21st. He has said that this is going to be one of his first fights. He doesn't talk much about policy, but this is a policy that he said that he doesn't like and that he'd want to change. The thing is, he hasn't said how he would change it, how much, how little, and what his options are. The legislature could take action on this, but I think they're waiting to see what he does first.
And what are you expecting, Bob Gallagher?
I expect it will end up in front of the legislature. There was a related bill last year, and I think we might see it again this year, called the Fair Share Act. It goes back to the question of costs that you raised, where a 5 cent fee would be paid by the chicken producers, the integrators like Purdue and Tyson, on each chicken they produce. And that money would be used to address the costs of mitigating phosphorus pollution. I think that's a good approach. I think that'll be back this year.
I appreciate you both walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Jenna Johnson is a Washington Post reporter who covers Maryland and has written about the chicken manure regulations. Bob Gallagher, who founded West Road Riverkeeper a decade ago, he's the former riverkeeper. He also serves on the board of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters and Scenic Rivers Land Trust. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. There's more ahead. Stay with us on 88.1.